That's where you kept your hay?
That's where we fixed the loose hay up there, you know, before they got the building. And of course, after they got the building, we just put the bales up there.
Did you ever keep your hay out in the field?
Well, yeah, we stacked some out there, but we only did that when we got our sheds and barn full, see. Dad was a great guy to have a place to take care of his stuff. Of course, we'd have too much hay, have more hay we'd get, but we'd stack it out in the field. We'd stack it. Usually wouldn't stack in the field, we'd usually break up and stack it close to the feedlot someplace. And that would be the first hay we'd use in the fall, let's say. Unless we, after they got the baling hay, well, of course, then we would sometimes bale it and sell it, you know.
You mentioned stacking it out in the field. How did you do that?
Oh, just the little pitchforks. You know, put it on a wagon. Put it up. They didn't have stackers in those days.
Round conical shape?
Yeah. That's
a stack.
That's a stack. Keep your middle well troughed. All the way down the middle. If you can make it as big as you want to and as high as they can pitch to you. But don't trough the outsides. Keep laying your stuff over, see. Same way if you're stacking wheat, bundles, like we used to stack a lot of bundles. Keep your inside troughed and lay your outside row bundles, loose. Well, then when you get off the stack and it gets through and it starts to settle, you see the center of that stack won't settle, but the outside will. And that makes it come down to where it sheds water, see.
And now you mentioned troughing this. Was it a loaf-shaped or round?
Well, I always stacked wheat in a round stack, but always that stacked hay in a long stack. But anyhow, the stacker, he wants to do his tromping down through the middle of it all the time, let's see.
It's interesting how much art there is to this.
You take a lot of guys couldn't stack wheat. Now, there's one thing you have to watch in stacking wheat, particularly in round stacks. The place where the man pitches up to, you see. If you don't watch, he'll get that side of it, instead of getting the bundles up on top, he'll get them over to where you have to walk over after them. Well, then when you get off of that stack in about 2-3 days, it goes to turning this way, see. Because you trumped it on that side and down on the other side, see. Well, it'll start curling this way. You've seen stacks, I expect you.
Oh, I have indeed.
Well, the way that you want to keep from that, if you've got to fall on the water, on the pitching to you, to not pitch up and lay it up on the stack, but to give it a toss up in the air like that so it bounces off of his fork and goes over on top. A lot of guys don't know how to pitch hair, don't know how to pitch wheat, and it's hard on a stacker if you don't get it up there right.
Well, in the house, you said you had an upstairs. Now, what would you call this if there weren't any rooms up there?
Attic?
Attic?
Yeah.
And your mother cooked where?
She cooked in the kitchen all the time. We had a kitchen and a dining room and a living room. Both. We had the kitchen and a big pantry, you know. Then we had a dining room. We always ate in the dining room. Then we had a living room, bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. And did you say you didn't have a parlor?
Well, we had a living room and a parlor.
The living room was where the family stayed and the parlor was where guests
stayed. That's it. The living room was where Mom would shoo you out of the dining room until she could get her work done. You'd go in the living room. Well, now they call that around these homes now, you know, the family room. In fact, the same thing. A lot of these new homes, you know, they've got a front room and then they've got a family room.